Classes at UC Berkeley resume tomorrow, but the university has told a student who was arrested during a campus demonstration last month that she cannot return to school. The university has also ordered her to move out of her student co-op. Pacifica's Josh Wolf has the story.
The UC Berkeley police arrested Angela Miller outside the chancellor's house around 11:30 p.m. on Friday, December 11th. But although the Alameda County District Attorney has dropped all charges against the 20-year-old junior and the seven others who were arrested that night, Miller remains prohibited from entering campus under an interim suspension. On Monday of that week, activists moved into Wheeler Hall, a university classroom building, for a 24-hour, week-long demonstration they called Live Week. Police didn't shut down the demonstration until around 4:30 Friday morning. Dozens of students woke up to find out they were under arrest. And all 66 people were charged with misdemeanor trespassing and taken to Santa Rita Jail. After police raided Wheeler Hall, the organizers decided to move a planned concert to an off-campus co-op. Following the show, a group of concertgoers marched to the campus. University spokesperson Dan Mogloff described what happened next.
Somewhere between 40 to 70 individuals showed up outside the chancellor's house. Some portion of them were carrying lit torches. Those torches were thrown at the house. Heavy objects were also thrown at the windows in what appeared to have been an attempt to break them and to gain entry into the house, possibly. Again, this is according to UCPD.
Police charged the eight people arrested that night with numerous felonies, including threatening an education official, rioting, attempted burglary, attempted arson, and assault with a deadly weapon on a police officer. After being held over the weekend on more than $130,000 bail, the district attorney chose not to file any charges against them at their arraignment and ordered their release. Two of those arrested, Zach Bowen and Angela Miller, are students at UC Berkeley. The university filed an interim suspension that barred them from coming on campus or even from speaking to students and university employees. Steven Rosenbaum is a lecturer at Berkeley Law School. He is advising both Bowen and Miller on their student conduct hearings.
Both of these students were served a notice of interim suspension, and they're identical notices, which were also served on the students at UC Davis, and it recites about six sections of the UC Campus Code of Student Conduct, and then almost no facts in support of it.
While Bowen's suspension was relaxed, and he will be able to attend classes this semester, a student conduct panel decided on Wednesday not to loosen Miller's suspension. During the hearing, the administration showed a photograph of Miller holding a torch as evidence. Police seized that photo from an independent journalist who was reporting outside the chancellor's house. That reporter, David Morse, was also arrested that night. The panel said in a letter to Miller that it decided not to allow her to return to class, in part because she failed to demonstrate her commitment to her studies, that she didn't demonstrate any positive contribution she made to the university, and because she didn't show any remorse. Rosenbaum said the outcomes may differ because Miller didn't have a lawyer present for the hearing.
The difference is, because I was able to find out about Zach Bowen's situation in time last semester, I was able to represent him at a hearing where we got most of those restrictions lifted. Unfortunately, I was not aware of Angela Miller's situation until about a day after her hearing was actually held. So she had the same conditions imposed on her as Zach. And what's worse is that in her case, because she's living in university leased housing, one of the co-ops, they're telling her she has to leave her house as of, I think it's 5 p.m. this evening.
But Rosenbaum said Miller plans to stay at her co-op despite the university's demands.
The university cannot engage in what's called self-help eviction. It's been the law for a number of years in California and most states where the landlord can't come out with the sheriff and put your furniture and your clothing and your belongings on the sidewalk. We don't operate in the Wild West anymore. Furthermore, as long as Angela continues to be a registered student at the university, the Berkeley Student Cooperative is not able to evict her from her housing. And if they try to do that, and I don't believe they will, she has a due process to go through. Fortunately, the Berkeley Student Cooperative does believe in due process in ways that the University of California, Berkeley, does not.
Mogloff, the UC Berkeley spokesperson, said the university is prohibited by law from discussing specifics about students facing disciplinary charges. Miller told Pacifica that she feels the university has unfairly singled her out.
I feel like my rights have been taken away as a student. I feel like the UC has wrongfully criminalized me. and has taken unlawful actions. I feel like the university has overly punished me for nothing. But I also feel that in all this trouble that's being caused, there's, you know, a whole community of listeners there. And I feel like they're helping me to win the fight for our education.
In Berkeley, I'm Josh Wolf, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.